I love stories, and I love going to the place where there are more stories per square inch than anywhere, the bookstore. I will never forget one trip in particular. I was doing my usual thing, perusing the books, aimlessly looking for something that might catch my eye, when I randomly pulled out a book titled The Artist of the Beautiful by J.D. Landis. I'd never heard of the author nor of this book, but the title intrigued me, so I pulled it off the shelf and read the description on the back cover. The fate of Swift River Valley holds a strange fascination for 17-year-old Sariana Renway, a wayward student obsessed with the life and work of poet Emily Dickinson. In the small hamlet of Greenwich Village, abandoned, beautiful, doomed, Sariana takes a job tutoring a minister's son. Honestly, I wasn't interested. It was disappointing. But as I leaned in to set the book back on the shelf, I happened to read the next sentence in the description. A man of deep faith, Jeremy Treat, strives to instill hope into a town destined to be taken and lost forever. What? Jeremy Treat? That's me. I'm Jeremy Treat. I looked around in shock, wondering if someone was playing a joke on me, and just like that, I was hooked. What had looked boring a moment before now had me entranced. Why? Now it was personal. A story comes alive when you find your place within it. There is another book that has had the same effect on millions of people over thousands of years. You may not find your name written in it, but you'll find your story. Because not only is the Bible the greatest story ever told, it is the story that makes sense of our lives. The power of narrative. Whether sitting around a campfire, listening to a song, or watching a movie, we have all been captivated by the tension of an unfolding plot. Stories not only fascinate us, they also shape us. When I was a kid, I would watch the same movies over and over again so many times that I would start to see my own life through that narrative. My problems were kryptonite, my enemies were Lex Luthor, and my bedroom was a phone booth that would transform me into Superman. The stories we hear shape the way we view the world and ourselves. Stories are not just for children, stimulating our imaginations until we grow up and live in the real world of logic and reason. Stories produce meaning in our lives. Bare facts are helpful, but they only find coherence and have significance when they are placed within a broader narrative. In search of a master narrative. We all live according to stories, but it's not the small stories that shape us most. We all long to see our lives as part of a bigger story. We are in search of a master narrative, a comprehensive story that answers the big questions of life. Why are we here? What's wrong? What's the remedy? How will it end? A master narrative is the story that frames your life and the lens through which you see the world. Take the American Dream, for example. More than just an idea, the American Dream is a controlling story that shapes the way many, even some living outside of America, think and live. The narrative of the American Dream answers all the questions of life. Why are we here? The pursuit of happiness. What's wrong? We haven't yet experienced the fullness of security, safety, and freedom. What's the remedy? We are. Good, hard-working people who defy limits and create our destinies. How will it end? With a white picket fence, 2.3 kids, and a backyard so we can enjoy life without having to interact with our neighbors. Few people would admit that they live by the narrative of the American Dream or any other master narrative for that matter. This is because master narratives are usually assumed rather than explicitly acknowledged. The stories we live by are less about what we consciously believe and more about what we take for granted. A master narrative is usually revealed by what is unquestioned or